You are listening to Japan Real Estate and Business News. I'm Pretty Donnelly, Sales and Marketing Manager with Nippon Tradings International. Thanks for joining me. In this podcast, I spotlight a few areas and industries to keep your eyes on for growth. Nagasaki, located on Japan's southern tip and capital city of the Nagasaki Prefecture, this city, according to Canadian publication The Guardian, is taking initiative to revitalize local businesses and reinvent itself as an IT hub. This prefecture was once predominant in the shipbuilding industry, but because of global competition and limited work, became one of the cities affected by a rapidly shrinking aging population and declining economy. As part of its initiative, the prefecture is offering subsidies to firms that bring in jobs and investment, create new industries, and attract companies that offer promising jobs for young people. Last year alone, it signed contracts with a record 13 companies, mainly in IT and finance. Local universities have begun offering science data programs, and big tech firms like Kyocera Corp and Fujifilm Holdings Corp have both set up research and development centers. Meanwhile, in the northernmost part of Japan, more data centers are being built to keep pace with the growing data demand. People stuck at home because of the pandemic have turned to Zoom, Netflix, and other online platforms, driving up demand for the banks of computers that store information for the internet and run business-critical functions such as file storage and cloud computing. Global web traffic surged by 48% in 2020, driven by growth in streaming video, video conferencing, online gaming, and social networking, according to telecommunications market researcher Telegeography Inc. With the rise of artificial intelligence, virtual reality, 5G, and media streaming, the demand for more servers will continue to rise. New and more energy-efficient technologies will be needed to keep pace with the increasing data demand. The problem: an average rack of servers runs as hot as 40 to 50 degrees Celsius, that's 104 to 122 degrees Fahrenheit, according to Naohiro Masunaga, a chief secretariat at the Japan Data Center Council. BNN Bloomberg has reported that Japan's quest for zero-emission data centers that rely less on air conditioning is harnessing the world's oldest cooling system, snow. To reduce the amount of energy needed to keep computers cool, companies are building data centers in colder regions where they can be cooled naturally. Datadock Inc., based in Niigata Prefecture on Japan's northern coast, chills its servers in Nagaoka City with snow meltwater and the cold outside air. During winter, Datadock sets up a 4-meter-tall artificial hill to catch snow. As the snow gradually melts, it cools antifreeze liquid that is fed through a pipe running through the building. It also plans to reuse the melted snow for a neighboring aquaponics farm cultivating sturgeons and plants. Similarly, further north, Osaka-based internet service provider Sakura Internet Inc. has built a 51,448-square-meter data center in Ishikari City in Japan's northernmost island of Hokkaido, where temperatures can plunge to minus 5 degrees in Celsius in winter. The snow cooling strategy comes with its challenges. The arrival of spring and summer make it impossible to operate a data center 365 days a year in most places without backup air conditioners. Climate change is also emerging as a wild card, bringing abnormally high temperatures during winter months. Latency is another drawback. Data centers in remote areas may experience a slight connection delay due to the distance, according to Toru Sawamura, an executive officer and operations department manager at Sakura Internet. Still, some Japanese companies are pressing ahead. Kyoto News Digital is preparing to launch a white data center with a hybrid cooling system that uses natural air and snow in Hokkaido's Bibai City. The 36,868 square meter facility will cut energy costs related to air conditioning by 54.8% compared to conventional data centers, said Takahisa Tsuchiya, a director at the City Government's Economic Bureau. And an update to our article in September 2019 of casino operators all over the world salivating at the prospect of opening resorts in Japan, which has the potential to become Asia's second largest gambling market after Macau. The Japanese government at that time gave preliminary approval for what was expected to be three major resorts in Osaka, Wakayama Prefecture, and Nagasaki. The government's intended focus was to generate tourism and convention revenue from hotels and meeting space. The Mainichi reported that Japan is set to postpone accepting bids for the hosting of casino resorts, citing the impact of the coronavirus pandemic. The central government has decided to postpone the proceedings until next fall at the earliest. The decision will undoubtedly affect the opening of the complexes, which are expected to begin operation in the mid-2020s, the sources said. With the candidates falling behind in their selection of business operators and other preparations, the central government deemed the local governments would not be ready to apply any earlier. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to visit us at nippontradings.com, a Japanese proxy helping foreigners access the second largest real estate economy in the world for investment purposes and for personal use. Keeping you informed of the latest trends, business news, and featured properties in the Japanese real estate market, I'm Pretty Donnelly. To contact me, info@nippontradings.com.